Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. And I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, Kim. And thank you so much for all your amazing phone calls and gifts or emails. I actually just got an email from a guy that listens on the internet in Colorado. And we've got wine flowing here. Anyways, again, if you are just starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, we are the brighter side of the 805. And we've got a full studio, Spence. What's going on?
We have lots of great prizes to give away, and those prizes do include Harlem Globetrotter tickets. We also have for you the fun that includes our good friends at Kate and Lace. Yes, we have that. That is lingerie and swim. And a wine tasting for up to a party of 10 at Vintage Tasting Room. And that's a big value right there. So let's see what we can do to give that away. Boy, the wine tasting, I definitely bring up and opt in for that.
There you go. And in our studio right now, we've got Lisa Stoll and Chef Eric Cancino. And they are from the Waterside Restaurant. And welcome. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. Thank you, Kim. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And Eric, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm like excited to hear about food and your menu. And you guys are doing like a lot of farm to table right now. And I'm excited that we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Also, we have John Boring. We've got the Boring Wine guy here.
Hey, Kim. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, he brought some wine with us. And in fact, you have a giveaway, right?
I do. I got a couple.
Yeah, you know, it's like Valentine's weekend, okay? I mean, this is what it's all about. This is one of my most favorite holidays that I call it, like, you know, I could have Valentine's Day all the time, but it's about giving back. It's about feeling good, and I'm excited to give back to all my listeners. So all you have to do is write this number down, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. All you have to do is get your name in, your phone number in, and your email, and tell us what you're calling about. If you do that, you're entered to win any of these amazing gifts. And in fact, Lisa and Chef Eric brought a $25 gift certificate, right, to the Waterside Restaurant. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. So we've got lots of stuff. Cheryl, you're here. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me
again.
Yeah,
of course. All right. And our first guest is Jim Stavall. And we're going to be talking about the Millionaire Map. Wouldn't that be nice if there was just like a map you could just, you know? I think that's what we're going to be talking about. Then we're going to talk back with Lisa Stahl and Chef Eric Cancino. And then we're going to talk about John Boring and the Boring Wine Guy. It's not all about the money, is it?
Mm-mm.
I know. It's about,
the fun.
The fun of
the
it.
Passion.
I love it. So anyways, I am so glad you are here again. We are the brighter side in the 805. All right. Jim, are you there?
I am indeed. It's great to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. And so this is the ultimate guide to creating, enjoying, and sharing wealth. I mean, can't get any better than that. What are the secrets?
Well, you know, I've written 25 books before this and had five of them made into movies. And, you know, how to create more business and everything. And then finally more and more people started writing me and my publishers and saying, look, how do you just create wealth? I mean, let's get right down to it. And you know, creating wealth is simply a matter of pursuing your passion and serving more people. The only people in our society that make money work at a mint. The rest of us have to earn money, and we earn it by creating value in the lives of other people. And to the extent we do that, and if we do it in an orderly progression and follow our own individual maps, financial success is inevitable.
Wow, you made it sound so easy. I mean, really. And you know what? It probably is easy if you don't get sidetracked and you follow, you know, step one, step two, step three. I mean, do you believe anyone can become a millionaire?
I do, if they really want to. And, you know, I hasten to tell people I speak to and people that read the first part of this book, one of the first chapters is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And unless there's something you want to do, be, or have that involves money, there's no reason to do this. I mean, you know, there's no magic bullet about having $1 more than you need to do all the things you want. Nobody wants a bunch of dirty pieces of paper with dead presidents' pictures on them. I mean, it's got to mean something to us, and there's got to be something attached to that we want. But I do believe everybody has the ability to do that, certainly in our free society. And when you look at the ability to invest and save a little, it just doesn't take that much. I mean, I've interviewed you know, school teachers and store clerks and people that have made fairly modest incomes, but just by systematically investing, they've become multimillionaires.
So is it all about investing, or is it, I mean, can you just be like where you save and you put your money away and you live, you know? I mean, I've always taught my kids to, you know, whatever they get, let's just say $100, you put $50 away and you can only spend $25, so you always have $25 always on your hands. What's your thought, or what are the tips that you're going to be teaching us?
Well, I think, you know, a percentage of every dollar we get should be spent for now. I mean, we should spend part of it now for our necessities and things we enjoy, and that should happen. And in our society, we're very good at spending, so I don't dwell on that much. We should save and invest. A part of every dollar that comes in should be saved and invested for the future. And then a certain portion of every dollar that comes in should be given away. And, you know, a lot of people tell me, well, I'll become a giver once I'm wealthy. Well, if you're not giving a portion of what you have now, you never will. And I think it's an important part of the cycle to give back and give away.
Huh, very interesting. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we are the brighter side in the 805. We're talking to Jim Stavall, and we're talking about the millionaire map. Tell us, what is the map part?
Well, you know, a lot of people, they always want to know, how do we get from here to there? And I use that as an analogy throughout the book so people could create their own map. You know, they can build their own talents, and there's a way to go on the website, and you can do your own millionaire assessment and find out where your strengths are and what you should be doing. And, you know, a lot of people do it through entrepreneurship, other people through investing, and it depends what your, how much time do you have, your talent, your temperament, the three T's. What is it you really, you know, where is it that you plug in? A lot of people can become an eventual millionaire simply by taking a portion of everything you earn and putting it in a growth fund and through a retirement plan or whatever. And it's hard not to be a millionaire if you do that consistently. It really, really is, because your money makes more money. And it's an amazing concept. And there's very few people that are listening to us now that have been any poorer than I have been.
Let's start right there. What is your journey? How did you start?
Well, very quickly, I mean, I started out as a young man. I wanted to do nothing more or less than be an All-American football player and go into the NFL, and that was my whole goal. And I had the size and speed to do that. And then 1 year in a routine physical to go back and play another season of football, I was diagnosed with a condition that would cause me to lose my sight. And I did. In my 20s, I became totally blind. I have been totally blind for 25 years now. And that began my journey from nowhere. And, you know, and I tell people, my wife and I weren't poor. Poor people can't get that far in debt. I don't know what we were. We had to work a long time just to get up to zero and pay everybody off and start building our wealth. And one of the things I talk about in this book, and I think it's really, really critical, because there's so many people out there that will waste your time or steal your time and steal your money telling you how to get wealthy. And don't ever take advice from anybody that doesn't have what you want. And there's an awful lot of people out there offering their advice on how to do this. And I wrote that, and then I told my wife, my family, my colleagues here at the office, if I really believe that and we're going to have integrity in this book, I've got to follow that. So I went to Merrill Lynch and Bank of America, and I had them do an audited financial statement just on one of my investment accounts there, showing that I have in excess of $10 million, and there's a website in the book you can go check out, and it's updated regularly and shows that, you know, no debt. It doesn't include my businesses or the royalties on my books or my movies or anything else. It's just money we've set aside through the various ventures we have, and we describe that in the book because I want people to know if you're going to get to the top of the mountain, you need to ask somebody that's been there, not somebody that has a theory.
What a great point. I mean, that is true. Everybody's willing to give you recipes, but yet if they haven't already done it, right? But
absolutely.
I'm interested in, one, I want to applaud you to keep on going in your life. And, how was that? How was that, how did you find that strength inside yourself?
Well, I didn't in the beginning. I always like to tell people. I mean, I was devastated. I was distraught. I was depressed. I moved into a little 9-by-12-foot room in the back of my house. I thought I would never leave again. I mean, the thought of my life now traveling 1,000,000 miles a year, speaking to over 1,000,000 people in arena events, or writing 25 books and making 5 movies and running a television network as I do with over 1,000 stations, or sitting here talking to you guys on the radio.
Unbelievable.
That seemed as going to the moon.
And, wow. So, Jim, okay, and you know, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. You know, this is one of my favorite things of talking about, here you are, we're talking about your book, The Millionaire Map, and you give us one little tiny detail that you're blind. And, wow. So you have these visions. I mean, you probably can see clearer than people that can still see, correct?
Well, I mean, certainly there's a difference between sight and vision.
Correct.
Sight tells you where you are and what's around you. Vision tells you where you could be and what's possible. And, sight's a precious gift. I had it for the first portion of my life, but compared to vision, it pales in comparison.
Wow. So let me ask you, since you've been doing so much research on the millionaire map, are millionaires more happy?
No. No, they are not. There was a worldwide happiness index done last year, and they've updated it since. And they show that in U.S. dollars, somewhere around $50,000 to $60,000 is what it takes to be minimally. If you have less than that in some parts of the country, you're going to be unhappy because you're not going to be able to take care of basic needs. But once you get past that certain threshold, and it depends where you live in the country or in the world, more money doesn't necessarily make you more happy. Money will not make you happy. Neither will poverty, by the way, but yeah. Money will not make you happy.
Right. So let me ask you, you talk about creating, enjoying, and sharing wealth, okay? Are these all important? What are the steps?
Well, certainly you've got to decide what it is you want. I mean, and I always tell people, don't build wealth. I mean, there's no reason to build wealth if you've got everything you want. If you have and do and create and save, if you have the things you want, the lifestyle you want, at whatever level that is, if you're happy, that's fine.
Jim, what about passing it on?
At a modest level. But if there are things you want, you've got to find out what do they cost, what's it going to take to have that lifestyle I want, or to give that thing away I want, or to create that legacy, or take care of my kids' college, or my elderly parents' needs in their later years. What is it going to take? And because most people never count the cost. They have no idea what it's going to take to get there. And then you have to decide where you are. The most important part of any map is to know where you are. If you don't know where you are on the map, there's no way you're ever going to find out where you are. And most people, they're afraid to add it up. They're afraid to add up how bad in debt am I and what do I really have. But figuring out where you want to go and exactly where you are the first steps, and then you go through an assessment process. What are my talents? What can I bring to bear to create value in the system, in the lives of other people, that will bring me wealth? Because as my late great friend Zig Ziglar used to say, you can have everything out of life you want if you'll help enough other people get what they want.
Wow, beautiful. I love it. The Millionaire Map. Never accept a map from someone who hasn't been where you want to go. I love it. So you really believe mentors are a big part, correct?
Yes. I mean, yeah. On the back of the book, you'll see 3 of mine quoted about me. One is Steve Forbes, one is Ted Turner, one is Donald Trump. These are all billionaires that have been affiliated with me in my businesses and in my personal life. And
I love it. Where do we find your book?
Amazon, bookstores, anywhere books are sold, The Millionaire Map.
Jim, I would love to talk to you more. God, thank you so much for being a part of my show. And I think that everybody needs to get The Millionaire Map. I mean, really, you have to have a direction in your life. And I think that I'm interested in reading this. And thank you again.
Well, you guys are great. Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. Our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. We have so many things to give away, and gosh, call up, get your name in, and we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk to Lisa Stahl and Chef Eric Cancino, and they are from Waterside Restaurant right here, and we've got a $25 gift certificate towards a dinner there. So definitely stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. Again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. And we've got a full studio here. We've got Lisa Stahl, and we've got Chef Eric Cancino. I've heard all about you. And we got the boring John Boring here, the boring wine guy. And we got Cheryl and Spence. And, of course, I am your host, the Kim Pagano of Kim Pagano Show. So, gosh, Lisa Stahl and Chef Eric Cancino, tell us a little bit about Waterside Restaurant. How and you know, it's interesting because Lisa was telling me a little bit about you. One, I heard what an amazing chef you are. I can't wait to come over and taste it. But how did you find your passion?
It was kind of just one of those things that kind of just light bulb goes off in your head. It was between careers. I was working with Costco for a while and kind of got injured there. So I had to choose like a different path. I'd been there for a while and this is really funny, but sitting on the couch at home thinking what I was going to do is a toss up between kinesiology and like sports, like medicine style thing that I wanted to do.
And you picked.
And I was, one of those commercials came on TV and I was just like, light bulb went off in my head and it's just like, that's what I want to do, because I'd always just been around food my whole life. Through culture, friends, I'd always barbecue for friends and I'd go to the beach. I'd come back from the beach and we'd barbecue and it was just a food thing. And my dad was a chef before and he was always teaching me in the kitchen about food and it really just didn't click. Like it was kind of just like going through the motions in life and, you know, kind of a little late, and just that light bulb went off, and that's what it was. You know, it was just like.
Now, what kind of chef was your dad?
He was a dietary chef back in Mexico. He worked for the hospital, so he was in the hospitals and worked as a dietary chef for one of the hospitals.
So you learned really healthy recipes on top of it.
Yeah, more I would say more cultural cooking than it was more than anything. You know, like my dad was really like great at making like leftovers. So like and I kind of like take after that, because anything in the kitchen that's leftover for staff meal, I just
don't
like
throw it away,
don't
right?
throw it away, and I make something even better. And they're like, you should put that on the menu. Like, those are leftovers, you know. So it's like.
So what is on your menu, and what is your specialties?
We have a little bit of everything. So the Waterside Restaurant is a wine bar. It's a wine bar restaurant. It's located in the harbor. So when I first walked in, I thought wine bar, what traditionally goes with wine bar, you want little plates and little tapas. And according to the demographic, we kind of just wanted to nail a little bit of everything. Sometimes people want to come in for the tapas, and sometimes people want to come in for the entrees, you know. So kind of geared the menu to go towards small plates. You have a couple of small plates on there, starting off with the cold plates. You have like the charcuterie, traditional charcuterie, small like little plates. We have the hot plates, which is the carnitas ravioli and duck confit tacos. The duck confit tacos is pretty much the signature item there. And anytime
so
you
that's
come,
duck, right?
Duck. It's duck leg that's been confit. We slow braise it for two to three hours, depending on how long it takes. Low 250 oven. We do our own spice mix on that, and we do that for a few hours, shred the leg, and then we take the leg and crisp it back up, like carnita style. So I wanted to take what I know as like Hispanic food and my cultural side, and just kind of like throw a little just twist on it, like a more almost like a French influence on it.
Ooh,
because when I started cooking, I was trained French. So I brought that back into it, and just, you know, thought, what do I want on a taco? My dad, when we'd always go to Mexico when I was younger, we would eat all the street tacos, and my mom would get so mad because she's
that.
Like, stop taking him to those things because he's going to get sick. And one time I did get really
you
sick.
Did?
Yeah, but it was
that's
worth
scary.
It. It was worth it. I don't care because I'll still eat at any I'll eat at any street vendor. I will eat it. I don't really care, but it was great. And I remember the experience, and my dad always told me, you know, just a few things on that taco or, you know, anything that you make would be really great. So it just comes with the pickled onion, micro cilantro, which is just baby cilantro, and cotija cheese, which is a standard salty Mexican cheese. It's a dry cheese, and it crumbles really nicely. Think of it as like the pecorino romano of Mexican cheeses. That's how I like to think of it. So
okay, I'm so hungry.
I'm
right
hungry
now
as well.
Yeah. Okay, I'm so hungry.
And we do our own tortillas, so it's a
homemade you
tortilla.
Do
yeah.
You make your home. Okay, we'll be right back. No. You know, Lisa Stahl and Annie, anybody that's just tuning in right now, that was Chef Eric Cancino of Waterside Restaurant. And again, I'm telling you, we've got a $25 gift certificate to Waterside Restaurant. That might be a place that you might want. Are you guys going to do something for Valentine's Day?
Oh, absolutely.
Everywhere. I love that. Yeah. Okay, tell us the background of Waterside.
Well, the Waterside Restaurant and Wine Bar is located in the Channel Islands Harbor. We're at the Marine Emporium Landing. And there was a restaurant there formerly, Hollywood Beach Wine Company. Unfortunately, it didn't last. And then Eric and I were charged with getting the doors kicked open in about 7 days and coming up with a concept. And so I
felt. What a great goal, though, huh?
Yeah.
Seven days. It was insane.
Yeah. That's awesome. And now, what did you do before this?
I was a sommelier and buyer, and I also have my own wine tour company. It's called Explore Wines, and I take people out on wine tours, and I teach while I go. So
oh,
really
my God.
One.
Okay, we're going to have to come back and talk about
that, absolutely.
Too. Yeah, okay. We just love – okay, this is so much fun. So, I mean, okay, so what are we – what's the ambience when we walk in there and the feeling that we get?
Well, it probably looks very much like a traditional wine bar in some regards, because we've got the nice maroon-colored or burgundy-colored walls and low candlelight and beautiful chandeliers and so forth. But we also have this expansive patio that has amazing harborside. We're on the Waterside Restaurant and Wine Bar, so it was a natural to change the name, and because it's a beautiful environment there. We have a lot of seats, about 60 seats on the patio, and we have live entertainment.
I heard you guys have a big patio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
Live entertainment Thursday through Saturday, and every other month we have also Sunday brunch. We have.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you. Yeah. What about that brunch? I saw it on the website. Oh, my gosh. Okay, back to Eric. Okay, tell us about that brunch.
So the brunch is initially we wanted to offer something different that area doesn't have. I mean, you can go to down the street to certain restaurants and get, you know, your traditional eggs and breakfast and pancakes and French toast, and anybody can do that. So I just wanted to change it. And on Sundays we also have the farmers market. So what a great tool to utilize, especially from where this area is. It's all farming community. You can get these fresh, great vegetables and great products from local people, from local vendors, and create something really, really different that no one around here does. Because I don't think anyone around here goes to a market on Sunday, picks up the ingredients, and showcases them that's within a couple hours on that menu. And usually the stuff from the farmers that I get it from, they're always really great. Really great at telling me what's good and what's not good, what's, you know, what is sweet and what's not sweet. You know, this is what you go for. Establish
those relationships. You're kind of passionate about the farms, right? Tell us a little bit why.
Yeah, the farming and everything has a real, real big place in my heart, because my grandfather started as a bracero. He came over in the bracero program from Mexico when he came into the United States. And my aunts and uncles, is about seven of them, they all worked the fields out here. They worked the harvest. They followed the harvest from California up along the West Coast, and sometimes even into Arizona or Texas, if that's what it called to. They would follow the harvest. So I remember my grandfather managed ranches out in Santa Rosa, on the back road on Santa Rosa. And as a little kid, when my mom and dad would have to work all the time, they would take us over there and he would watch us. But I remember spending the nights too, because my parents would work so much that he would take me out on the tractor. I remember the tractor rides, rolling through the orchards, fixing the smudge pots with them, and doing all kinds of stuff, you know, setting like traps if it was to keep animals away or whatever he did. And but I remember that, and I remember running through the orchards. I remember playing in the sugarcane field that he had in the back of the house, and, you know, running through the corn that he had in the back also. So
it's kind of like a full circle, isn't it? I mean, I love that.
Yeah.
That here you are. Now you're taking and creating from that. And I know you guys are starting to do a promotional farm to table, right?
Yeah.
That was like one of my favorite things, I have to tell you. We are, Deerdorf is one of our advertisers and one of our sponsors here locally. I would love you guys to pair up and have you guys both on, because we get the boxes from her every other week, and it's all organic.
Nice.
And again, you know, it's all about really, we invest in everything in our lives, but sometimes we forget about ourselves and investing in really good, healthy food. And so I love what you guys are doing. When is the first one?
Well, the first one is going to be on February 26th, where it's on the fourth Wednesday of every month. So our first one is actually with one of your sponsors today, Sunland Vintage Winery.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
And then we're paired with Tomai Farm. So rather than doing just a farm-to-table concept or just a winemaker's dinners, we just decided to do a twofer.
Oh, and it's a win-win. Win-wins,
awesome. So we're looking forward to that one. The next one will be with Magnavino, local winery, again with Rio Gozo Farms. Yeah. And then following, we've already got it booked out for many months in advance, but it's awesome. And our first one is February 26th.
Okay. Yeah. And so where do my listeners find out about that?
Well, we have a website. It's the Waterside Restaurant and Wine Bar. It's very long.
Yeah, you would say that, but yeah, that's cool.
But they could also just call the restaurant
and make reservations.
Make reservations through the restaurant for whether Valentine's Day or the winemaker dinner. Call up and get on our email list too, is another way for us to keep you abreast of what's going on at the restaurant.
So, what are we going to have, Eric, at these, the farm to table dinners?
So usually it's just whatever seasonal. I like to take the vegetables. I usually just base it around the vegetables. The proteins I can always add in later. I've been thinking little duck, maybe a little Cornish hen, or maybe a roasted chicken, maybe a little fish too, just to kind of keep everybody happy, but also at the same time can just give everybody a little sample of what you can do with these proteins and the vegetables to pair them properly. Because it's just it's not just throwing meat and vegetables on a plate, it's pairing them, especially with the wine that we're going to be serving too. So then you're throwing in a third component. So probably maybe do a little duck, I'm thinking a Cornish hen, and probably some fish, or maybe even red meat. And we're probably going to be grilling that day, so a lot of vegetables will come off grilled, some will come off roasted. something will be smoked.
So, Eric, do you have any secrets that you can let us know about if we are, you know, cooking at home, right? It sounds like you're so passionate about what you do. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it all about pairing your – I love that you, you know, cook seasonal, because whatever's in style and what's, you know, fresh right now, that's definitely the way to go. But here's the thing is – pairing, you know, pairing up with things, or is there a quick recipe that you can share with my listeners?
Quick recipes. I like just my favorite recipe to give out is the chimichurri sauce that I like to make. And chimichurri sauce is an Argentinian style sauce, but I've taken it and made it my own and put my own twist on it.
Okay.
Because of, you know, cultural Hispanic background and stuff. Usually it's just made with oregano or just parsley by itself with a little bit of garlic oil and seasoning, and that's it. But I go a little further. I throw a little cumin in there. So you're probably going to take like a bunch of parsley, a bunch of cilantro, and probably like maybe 10 sprigs of oregano and just use the leaves off of that. But the parsley and the cilantro, use all of it. Throw it all in your food processor, probably with about 4 or 5 cloves of garlic, probably about maybe 3 tablespoons or more of cumin, salt, pepper, red wine vinegar, and just throw in oil and you just let it go, and the sauce is going to break. You don't want it to be an emulsified sauce. You just want it to break, and you let it go until the consistency that you want. Usually it's like a ground consistency, like, and you add a little more oil if it's too pasty, add a little more oil, and that's it. Put it in the jar. You can let it sit in the fridge. The olive oil, if you don't want to use olive oil, because olive oil will be too heavy on flavor. So you want to use like a 50-50 blend of oil.
Oh my gosh, I am so hungry. That sounds amazing. You know, you could tell that this is just like your gift. I love when I talk to people and it's just like their gift. I'm a hair therapist.
Yeah.
And so when I do hair, it just runs off. It's the easiest thing I know how to do. That sounds like the same to you.
Yeah, I love doing what I do. I definitely, for me, it's honoring the food more than anything. If you asked about what people can do, how they can cook and pair, it's more about just honoring the food, honoring every ingredient, and realizing that the food just doesn't come from a truck, that it comes from a field, and people break their backs for that. They totally put out 100%, just as everybody else does in life, to do what they do. And for them to bring us that food, we should honor that in every part. And I think if you respect and honor food, that, and you treat it the same way as you would treat anything else, that you create the same thing that I create. You just have to love that food. You have to love the ingredient and let every ingredient showcase itself.
Oh my God, I don't think I've ever talked to a more passionate chef than you. I am serious. Yeah, I love that, because it's a full circle. You've watched your parents and your grandparents, you know, be in the farms, and then here you are doing. I love that.
Thank you
so much for being here. If for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and again, we've got a full studio here. We've got Spence and Cheryl and Eric and Lisa here, and we've got John Boring, and we're talking about really good food. So what is the waterside? What is your most famous recipe that you're known for?
I think right now, I'd like to say it's the duck tacos, the duck confit tacos. We did a food and wine challenge for the wine trail.
And, oh, yeah.
We came in second place for that, which we've got both categories of People's Choice and the judges award. And I think I can't say more for that. You know, like, everybody that comes in, they all hear about the duck taco. The duck taco is great. Don't get me wrong, the burger is really great too. A lot of those, the burger is my play on. I used to eat at a lot of gastropubs out in LA, so, because I live in Encino. So I make my way out to LA to see the food and follow it. And I love eating a really great burger. In a lot of these places, they just had these burgers and they were great. Don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking them, but you always want to come up with something a little different, a little more creative. And just, this burger is so simple. It's a short rib and chuck grind. And it's just made it, we make our own brioche bun in-house. So it's on a soft brioche bun, and it comes with red wine, onions. And I use a lot of the wines that we sell at the restaurant, or showcase at the restaurant, in the cooking, because you can't go wrong. I work at a wine bar, so why not utilize what you have as those
your
tools,
wine,
right?
I
so
love it.
Red wine, onions, and a red dragon mustard, which is just a mustard
seed. So red wine onions.
Yeah.
How do you make that?
Those are just simple. You just everything's so I yeah, say it so simple. Easily. Okay, so simple.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So you take some onions, you just caramelize them, throw them, you know, toss them in the pan, a little light oil. You don't want a lot of oil, just a little bit. Saute
them.
What
kind of oil do you use?
Sweat them down. It's 50-50 blend. It's usually about, I'd say it's a 50 to, you know, 75 canola, 25% olive oil.
Oh, okay.
So then I use that and then slowly saute them down, sweat them down, and then we just start, once you get them to where they're translucent, you start adding the wine, cup or two cups at a time, and it's going to look like onion soup, but you just let that wine cook down.
And it just
kinda... Yeah, and you keep adding the wine until you get that deep red color. You can almost, it almost sometimes takes a half a bottle to a bottle of wine for those onions.
Really?
Depending on how much flavor you want, how strong the onion is. Because if you have a fresh onion, you're not going to need so much because the onion's sweet. But if you have a older onion, which... older onions will make you cry more. That's why you cry so much, is because the onion's a little older. So
oh,
then,
really?
Yeah,
that's
you're going to need a little more wine because it's been sitting and it's had time to kind of like ferment. So, you know, you just do that, cook them down, and they're simple. And they store really well, too. You can keep them for as long as you keep that container in the fridge sealed and, you know, properly, everything will last in the fridge.
So what's on your menu for this weekend?
For this weekend? For this week, we're showcasing short ribs. We're doing short ribs with smoky grits, sauteed greens, which sometimes is collard or kale. And we're using just the braising liquid, as I call it, a beef demi that we've utilized a braising liquid that they've been braised for about 3 to 4 hours in a red wine braise. Like I said, the red wine that
we use
at the restaurant.
Oh my gosh, does this sound amazing or what?
Okay,
so Lisa and Eric, tell everybody what are we giving away on my show for the Waterside restaurant?
Well, we're doing a $25 gift certificate so towards dinner. We are only open for dinner except for Sunday, so we're open for brunch. So come on down and have either dinner or do a wine flight with us. We're happy to go through some wines. I'm a sommelier, so I love giving people personal attention when they come into the bar. If they have a bigger interest in learning about some of the wines or whether they
want... That's really rare for a girl to be a sommelier, right? I mean, no.
I don't particularly think so.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I mean, it's becoming more and more.
I think it is, yeah.
You know, yay, women's lib.
I know, no, yeah. But that's cool. I thought, yeah, I had one on a while back, but that's really interesting. And so you do the pairing with everything, right? I mean, that's one of your specialties.
Yeah, I love doing pairings. That's really a lot of fun. And you know, I have different wines. I have different wines for different, I put them in categories. I have the cocktail wines and then I have food wines, you know. There's actually a difference. I think that Mr. Boring here can explain that. But, you know, higher acid goes with the food and then the other wines where you don't want so much acid because you're just going to kind of hang out on the patio and drink and enjoy some music. It's different kind style of drinking.
All right. Again, tell everybody where you're located so that we can find you.
We're located at 3500 South Harbor Boulevard, Suite 111. We're in the Marine Emporium Landing right next to Sea Fresh. So we're right there on the patio.
I love it. A beautiful area right there.
That's
so,
nice
yeah. Here. Well, gosh, it's so nice to meet both of you. I can't wait to go there and try it. And I love everything you've talked about. And I love your passion. So, again, the phone number here, 419-0008. Get your name, your number, your email, and which gift you're calling about, because we've got lots of them. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to talk to John Boring, and we're going to continue talking about a little bit of wine. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And full studio. Gosh, okay, I'm so hungry. I can't wait to go there and check out the Waterside Restaurant with Lisa Stahl and Chef Eric Cancino. Right now, we're going to move on over to John Boring. And John, not only is he the Boring Wine, but he also does all my social. And tell us a little bit about yourself and how long have you been in the wine industry?
You know, I've been in the wine industry, Kim, for over 20 years now. My family started the California Wine Club, and that's where I got my start when I was 17 years old.
Yeah.
And I remember my parents' friends used to say, you know, by the time you're in your mid-20s, you're going to know more about wine than most people, and you're going to impress so many women. And
Does your wife drink wine?
She loves wine.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. So.
But I met my wife at 20, so I never got to impress that many women outside of past that three-year mark.
I love it. So what is the wine club, and what are some of your favorites?
You know, the California Wine Club is a wine of the month club where my parents started it basically due to the fact that they belonged to wine of the month clubs, and every time they got the wine shipped to them, they found they were dumping them down the drain because they were bad. They were bulk wines. They were just, you know, what they call shiners in the industry where people, a winery wasn't proud to put their own label on it, so they sold it.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, it's kind of a little known secret in the wine industry. Yes.
Unlike Smitty in the film industry.
Yeah, exactly. And my dad said, you know, what if we went out and we actually featured real working wineries throughout California? We only focus on the smaller mom and pop wineries. And we actually provided a 12-page newsletter or a newsletter that talks about the wines and the winery and what you're tasting, and then offered a guarantee that if you don't like any of the wine, send it. You don't even have to send it back. You just tell us you didn't like it, and we'll replace it at no charge.
Wow. So who do you represent?
Oh, God. They represent wineries all over California, you know, from Napa, Sonoma to Temecula to Paso Robles, you know, to the foothills and Gold Rush country. You know, wherever there's a great small family winery, typically producing anywhere from 10,000 cases or less is what they feature. Somebody like.
So 10,000 cases is a small.
Yeah, so if you talk
that's
about like Kendall
cases.
Jackson okay. is probably 3 to 5 million cases a year, and you can find them anywhere in the world. You can find a bottle of Kendall Jackson Chardonnay, but like the bottle I brought here, there was only 400 cases of this wine produced.
Unfortunately,
we weren't able to open it this morning.
Yeah, but thank you for bringing it in. So this is a pretty rare one, and it's a 2011. Okay, so let's talk about that. What does date have to do with, you know, I mean, can it ever go bad?
Sure. Okay. Sure. I think that's one of the biggest misnomers, Lisa. You'll probably agree with me that everybody thinks that you buy a bottle of wine and you lay it down for 10 or 20 years and it's going to age. And that really about probably 3 to 7% of the wines are actually meant to age. Most of them are meant to be drunk within 3 to 7 years.
So 3 to 7 years is kind of the shelf life.
And your white wines, unless it has a very high acidity, with the white wines, also, are going to want to probably be drunk within the first year or two. Right now, we're
drinking. Drunk or drinking? No, I'm kidding.
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
In the boring household, it's drunken.
Okay, drunken. Yeah, I'm one of those one drink, one drunk, okay, you know? My husband's like, oh, God, I don't have to drink very much. Is that,
But Kim.
Yes. Okay. Don't even go there. Okay. Yeah. I
knew you're a pint size.
Yeah. There you
drinker.
Go. That's probably why I don't need very much, right? But you know. So tell us. Well, God, Lisa, this is kind of your forte too. I didn't realize that. You know, when we talked before, that both of you have such knowledge in this. What's your favorite wine, John? And then Lisa, what's your favorite wine? Or do you have many? Like different friends for different seasons, you know, kind of like different wines for different reasons.
Yeah, I really think that, depending on my mood and what I'm eating and the season, it just depends. And if you try a lot of wines, you're going to find a lot that you like. And you may say, you know what, I'm in the mood for a big, bold Napa Cab, or I may be in the mood for a really dry, crisp Chardonnay, or a big buttery Chardonnay, or like right now I'm going through a Zinfandel phase where we just want really big, peppery Zinfandels with a little bit of a kick.
Right. You have your phases, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm on Pinots right now. I'm the Pinot girl right now.
Oh, you're a Pinot.
Right now. I mean, I've gone through my different phases, and of course, different meals, different company, and so forth are all influencers in what you end up with. But right now, I'm drinking a lot of Pinot Noirs. I love the Willamette and comparison to Santa Rita Hills and the Caneros. It's really a lot of fun to compare the different areas because it expresses itself differently based on the terroir.
Oh, wait, what? Terroir?
Terroir.
Okay, and what is that?
Well, I think of it as a sense of place. You know, it's the soil composition, here. The water body, the sunshine in the particular area. It's influences the resulting grapes
See,
and the wine.
I love that, the influences. You know, it's just something that kind of happens, and how that's very cool.
Yeah, and then you have also the winemaker's fingerprints of what they want to do with it. We worked with a winemaker up in San Ynez. Pinot Noirs are only, they're supposed to be drunk young. But we worked with a winemaker back, he's in his 50s now, in his 20s, like, I'm going to make a Pinot Noir that's going to age 10 to 12 years. And he left it sitting on the skins for weeks. And, he's actually had not that wine, but other wines shown in the White House. You can go rogue as a winemaker. What's that? No. Daniel Gears, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it depends on what the winemaker wants to do. I mean, there's so much you can do, the types of yeast that they're going to do, how long, what sugars they pick the grapes
at. So let me ask you, are you more red, cab, Merlot? You know, I mean, what's more your forte and what's most popular?
Cab. Actually, I think it's Chardonnay is the number one and Cab's number two, I think it may have them reversed.
Okay.
King Cab,
that's right.
Cab, yeah.
Yes. But by far, Chardonnay is kind of maybe a distant two, and then all the rest are farther down the scale.
But now, didn't Merlot used to be very popular at one point, and now it's kind of...
It's called the sideways effect.
Oh,
that movie Sideways, that I'm not going to drink Merlot.
Okay.
Really killed Merlot sales and boosted Pinot Noir
really?
Sales.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
And it got a bad rap.
Such a big influence. Okay. So what advice would you give to a new wine drinker?
Well, there's a lot of advice to be had. Number one is try a lot of different wines. But really what I say is if you're a really novice, start with the sweet wines and work your way up. There's a natural progression where as you start with sweet wines and then you kind of say, there's something else out there and you start moving into a little bit of the drier, maybe Sauvignon Blancs and your Chardonnays. Then you may try a Viognier somewhere in between, then a Pinot Noir, and then a Merlot, and then a Zinfandel, and a Cab, and a Pinot Syrah, and a Syrah. So, I mean, there's kind of a whole gamut of wines that you can be drinking. Then that doesn't even include the blends.
Wow. Okay.
What is a Riesling, then?
It can be like a sweeter dessert wine.
That's a dessert wine.
Yeah, or if it's made like in the Alsatian style, it's going to be a drier Riesling.
Should it be served only cold? I like it cold with chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, with only chicken?
Only
okay,
chicken.
Okay, I like that.
And that's where me and the sommelier differ, is that I say do what you want.
Okay.
No, I don't. Listen, I say drink what you like. I'm the unsnobby sommelier. If you want to be the boring wine guy, I'm the unsnobby sommelier. I say just drink it. If you like it, it's fine. And as far as wine pairing, there's something to be learned if you want to pair food and wine and learn about wine. But, if the food's on the table and the cork's pulled, it's matched.
I like it. What's your thought, Eric?
I say I like to break rules with food and wine. Sometimes they say red with meat and, white with pasta. I'm the opposite. I like to prove people wrong, and I'd like to showcase the wine and show people that wine can be enjoyed with any type of food. It's just not whites with red. Like I said, you can go outside the box and make those perfect matches with the white wine and a lamb.
Yeah, this one kind of confuses me, and I get that you pair wine and food together, right? But could it ever make your wine make your food taste bad or your,
Absolutely.
So that's okay.
You can. If you're Lisa, you're probably a super taster with three times the amount of taste buds on your tongue than most people have. But if the wine can overpower the food can overpower the wine. But, if you're a beginner, don't let that stop you.
Right.
Have some friends over, have some great company. The wine's going to probably taste wonderful because you're having a good time.
And if you burn the food, the wine makes it taste better. More wine makes the food taste better. I've experienced that.
Not burning the wine. But here's the thing. After a couple glasses, it all tastes good, right?
they call that palate fatigue.
Okay. I love it. For anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are giving away lots of stuff. It is Valentine's weekend, and we're giving back here. So we've got lots of stuff to give away. We've got Sunland Winery, right? And that is up to 10 people can come in to inspect. Spence, can you... look at that.
Yes, we have the wine tasting for a party up to 10, and that's from Sunland Vintage Tasting Rooms, a great prize, so call in for that.
Yeah, 419-0008. And if that's not enough, John, what do you have? This is even cool, too.
We have, the California Wine Club has afforded me the ability to offer any one of Kim's listeners a free 3-month gift to the California Wine Club, which delivered to their door.
Oh, my gosh.
And the runner-up prize for Valentine's Day is that if you don't win that, if you call the California Wine Club and mention the word Kim, as in Kim Pagano.
That's right.
You get 50% off your first 3 months. So it's only $25 a month for 2 bottles of wine shipped directly to your door. And that includes shipping and handling and the 100% bottle guarantee.
That is amazing.
So you can win 3 months, or you can get 3 months for $75.
Okay, you guys, if you haven't written it down already, 419-0008. Just get your name in, your phone number, and your email, and tell us what your liking is. There's lots of choices today. There's so many great things here. Thank you so much. We were giving away flowers. We've been giving away everything. So, anyways.
And if you want to take advantage of the 3-month gift, the number to call for the California Wine Club is 1-800-777-4443. And again, just mention Kim and mention the Boring Wine Guy sent you. No, Kim Pagano sent you
there
with
you
the Boring Wine Guy.
Forget and the Boring Guy.
What is it, the Sassy Sommelier?
The Unsnobby Sommelier, right. I guess.
There you go. You guys, this has been really, really fun. I can't wait to get over to Waterside and try your food over there. I'm serious. Sounds amazing. Can't wait for Farm to Table. John, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Lisa, Eric, and Cheryl, and Spence, and gosh, wow, I do want to wish everybody, whether you're with somebody or without somebody, you are important. Love who you are, love on yourself, love the people that are around you, and again, if you've missed any part of our show, go on my website, kimpaganoshow.com. It's downloaded there, it's down on iTunes, it's on Facebook, become one of our friends, you see all of our stuff. We're going to be starting our sweepstake, hopefully we'll get that going. And not only that, just become a part of the Kim Pagano, show team. With that, I'm going to end my show with a moment of happiness. Find someone and something you're passionate about and keep tremendously interested in it. With that, wish you happy Valentine's Day, and I'll talk to you later. And remember, again, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, another great show, and we got lots more to give away, so definitely tune in. We'll talk to you later.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Think of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily. So there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.